855-450-3733. That's the SACL's toll-free call-in line, 855-450-FREE. You can go to freetalklive.com. You can interact with the show, not just on the air, but online as well. There's an area there where you can upload your own news stories, blog posts, whatever it is you'd like. You can vote on people's, other people's news stories. They can vote on yours. It's a voting up and down kind of community online. FreeTalkLive.com. Let's go to Dale. I didn't introduce you.
I'm Dale.
Dale from FlamingFreedom.com and AnarchyInYourHead.com, the hilarious webcomic.
FlamingFreedom.com is the home of Prometheus Unchained, another Liberty show. So,
let's go to Matt in Illinois. Matt?
Hello?
Hello. What would you like to talk about, Matt?
Last week sometime, Kurt called in talking about voting.
Yes.
And he made a couple of things wrong. I already pointed out one of the things I felt was wrong with his argument, but there was another thing that I wanted to point out that I felt was fallacious in his argument. He asked, under what circumstances can you choose to have somebody else's leader, somebody lead for them? And I wanted to point out that I don't think that voting is voting for somebody else's leader. I consider it an opinion. I consider it that somebody is asking you your opinion of who would be best to hold an office, a public office, and it has nothing to do with voting for somebody else's leader.
You know, there's something to be said for that that attitude, Matt, because, in fact, somebody is going to fulfill that office. So the suggesting otherwise is really patent nonsense. I mean, there's no historical evidence in this country of really that happening. You know, some minor municipal level roles might go unfilled if somebody doesn't vote for, say, keeper of the checklist or something like that. But if they need somebody to do that job, they'll either hold another election or they'll appoint somebody to do it. So it really is sort of your opinion as to who's going to be in there. But I can also see how Kurt says that it's picking somebody else's leader. To me, I consider voting to be a self-defense measure. I know that somebody's going to fill that role, and there are better and worse candidates generally. And I would like the one that is going to visit upon me and my friends the least amount of tyranny.
Well, I agree with that opinion. And, if somebody's going to ask me an opinion, I do have the right to express that opinion. So I don't find that morally objectionable. I know that there's some people out there that are finding that morally objectionable. But as far as I'm concerned, it's just asking an opinion. And whether or not you decide to follow this gentleman, you know, who, whether it's Barack Obama or Tom Smith for mayor of your town, whether or not you choose to follow his example or let him lead you, that's up to you. All they got from me was an opinion.
I'm very careful to express clearly that I only find it morally objectionable for me to do.
Which I don't understand that. To me, that
like, I don't try to. I'm not going to tell someone else. I think it's because I don't feel like, morality is always going to be a fuzzy thing. There's always going to be differences about what you feel is right. What I feel is right for me to do, I can't tell you that what you're doing is immoral, for instance, if you sincerely in your heart believe that you're doing the best thing you can in the situation. And, I think it gets into sort of an emotional aspect of it, because if you sincerely believe you're doing the right thing, then it's hard for me to say you're being immoral.
Morality, in my opinion, is something that's universal, and you can apply it in a universal fashion. So if it's immoral for you, it should be immoral for me.
Mm.
Matt, did you have something to say?
No, it's just that's my opinion.
If I had to explain why I am not comfortable voting, why it's like, for me, it feels wrong to do myself, is because I feel I know that actions are being taken based on that opinion being expressed.
You think they are. I don't know that that's necessarily true. Mm. I mean, when you see some of the videos from the 2008 Republican primary here in New Hampshire, you can see that those people that are counting the votes are not going about it in a legal fashion. Mm-hmm. There are claims that the Diebold's machines were hacked in Ohio. There is proof that the Diebold machines can be hacked. Well, there are claims of vote stacking.
If anything, that just makes me like that's less.
Reasons to vote.
Less reasons to vote, but the premise of the system is that that opinion is actually going to cause things to happen.
That's
the whole premise of the system. And there's also there's an honesty aspect of it too. My opinion is that no one should be in charge, and so the most honest expression of my opinion is not to vote, and to speak out about it, not just to not go vote. I mean, that means nothing. A lot of people don't vote, and it doesn't have any meaning whatsoever. But I do make a choice to speak out against that process, and I understand. And again, I'm not going to try and call people immoral if they decide to vote for what they think is the lesser evil or what they think is going to cause the least harm out there. But I feel that it feels dishonest to me to go and to speak out against that whole process, but then to partake of it. And I also feel that it's of such little significance. And for me to go out and vote really sends the wrong message. It implies that I do assign some kind of significance to that act when I really don't think it makes any big difference.
Some people have called voting a suggestion box for the slaves. And, slave might be a tough term. Maybe we could use the term serf. I feel like that makes a little more sense as to what we are. If you own land, you do have to pay a quit rent on it. Now we call it property tax, but it's essentially the same thing. The government believes that it owns the land. It believes it owns your body. You're somewhere between a slave and a serf. Perhaps not as bad as history has treated slaves and serfs in the past, but if there is a suggestion box for slaves, I see no problem with using the suggestion box. Now, one can say to oneself, well, what's the point in giving them suggestions? But, at the same time, what's the point in not giving them suggestions?
I don't even know if I can see a problem with it in the sense that I'm constantly, it's like an activism thing for me to speak out against the democratic process. Because it's a key problem with what's wrong in the world is this idea of I think there's this, it's a justification system for a lot of the people that are doing the violence. As they, Bush himself said, I have a mandate from the voters, so he felt justified in everything he was doing because hey, look, they reelected me knowing what I was going to do, so that's a mandate from the voters. And when, in fact, they were given a choice between two, and a lot of them were voting for what they thought were the lesser of two evils. And the politicians are always campaigning on,
So Bush's interpretation of the voting process is flawed. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that, in fact, when you're voting, you're giving one of these guys a mandate, right? I mean,
certainly isn't what most people are doing. But again, your actions have effects,
powerful colostomy bag.
Yeah, and it's much more powerful a statement for me to speak out against the democratic process, to be consistent in my actions with what I say, and then and when I really have no faith in that vote to have any meaning whatsoever. I mean, literally taking the 15 minutes, if probably longer than that, but let's say it's a really simple process for me to run out and vote. The 15 minutes to do that is like I could have been cleaning the lint out of my belly button and been more had a more productive 15 minutes. That's the way I look at it. So it feels like a really silly game for me to go play. And I just feel silly at the least and a little bit ashamed at the worst for engaging in that and playing this little game where trying to get some sense of hope that I've done something when I don't really feel that I am. I don't feel that that is doing something positive.
In my personal experience, I have seen instances where voting, one vote matters. Now, usually mm-hmm. this is on the town level the town level is just as tyrannical as the federal level, frankly. And for me, I feel like if I don't take that stand for me and mine, that by that I mean my friends, my family, my whomever, that I am letting them down. So if I don't, if my one vote really does matter and I haven't placed that vote, I feel like I have let down people that were counting on me. That's my role to protect them.
And I don't feel that way. I don't, I, I, uh, you know, the, I don't know when that one vote is going to really count. It's an astronomical, rare thing. It's
no,
like
it's
I can play the lottery, but it still costs me a dollar every time I play, and I'm probably never going
to
win.
Vote in your town. I don't know that that's astronomical. I mean, it's most votes are, you know, by a relatively small margin. Anyway, Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. But listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month. So you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
Professor Burke here from the University of Farmers with electrifying news. And I mean that in the safest way possible. Farmers Insurance was ranked number one in the world for its corporate training. We're on fire, not literally. So sit down with a highly trained local Farmers agent and hang on, because there's a flood of insurance insight headed your way. Which really is the only good kind of flood.
To find a highly skilled Farmers agent near you, visit Farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Based on Training Magazine's 2011 Top 125 ranking. Coverage not available in all areas.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Himbe, and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. It's Mark with you.
And Dale.
And you know, you can go to Free Talk Live. What's that?
Go on.
Okay, you can go to freetalklive.com. Check out the archives there. We have archives going back for like 5 years to 2006. They're all free, free to you. Go to archives.freetalklive.com, and you can listen to them. It's a great offer. Most radio shows aren't going to do that for you. Every day we talk about Nature Beat plant pollen here on Free Talk Live. I've been taking my two golden capsules for going on 18 months now, maybe a little longer than that. And since I've been taking them, my digestion's working better, I sleep better, I have more energy. Here's Mike Buck to explain why Nature Beat is the best.
Hello there, Mark, and you know you're right. Look, unlike other bee pollen, our patented process breaks open those cell walls, release the full nutritional power from the amazing, pristine environment from clean, green New Zealand. You know, everybody knows bee pollen is one of the most original ancient superfoods, praised throughout history, every civilization. Well, scientific research shows pollen actually boosts energy, aids immunity, gives you a healthy heart, prostate, blood pressure, cholesterol, all the good stuff, none of the bad stuff. And you know, Nature Bee is not ordinary pollen. That potentiation process unlocks the incredible natural power. Unlike expensive supplements, Nature Bee is truly bioavailable, highly effective, no preservatives, no color, and no chemicals.
Now, Nature Bee is great for you, and I consider it to be a great value. Do you have a special deal for us?
Always. Check this out. Free Talk Live, a giant six-month supply, $99.95 plus delivery. 3 extra months is a bonus. That's 37 cents a day to feel like $1 million. And don't forget that money-back guarantee. A couple of ways to do it. One, to call toll-free all the way to Auckland, New Zealand, 1-866-834-8355. That's 1-866-834-8355. And the other, easier yet, online, NatureBEE. That's naturebee.com.
Like I've said before, once you try NatureBee, you'll be just like me. You won't want to be without your NatureBee. There is a 100% money-back guarantee. Call in, just like I did, 866-834-8355. Now, it's 866-834-8355. Let's go to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave?
Hey, guys. Can you hear me all right?
Can hear you fine.
I wanted to update you with regard to my Freedom of the Press trial that's coming up on Thursday in New Hampshire.
I have been paying attention to this. Please let our listeners know.
On May 25th of this year, I was trying to videotape outside a Joe Biden event, and I was arrested. They the police talked the hotel into asking me to leave, and when I left, I did it the Ridley way, slowly backwards, and they didn't like that, so they took me out.
So just give people a clear picture. You were at a Joe Biden event where you were, you know, doing some videotaping. The cops basically cajoled the hotel into getting them to let you, you know, to make you leave. And when you did, you're slowly walking backward and videotaping the cop as he's coming towards you, kind of thing. And that's when they decided you didn't leave quite quickly enough. Is that it?
Their exact words were, "You're not making an active attempt to leave the property," though, is what they said.
I see.
They
followed you all the way down to the parking lot, and that's where they arrested you, right?
Yeah, I mean, they arrested me probably 100 or 200 yards from where they told me to leave. So I'd gotten quite a distance. It was not very slow by Ridley standards because it was a long way to go to get out of the property. But anyway, it's just wrong on so many different levels. First of all, because they would try to get the hotel to make me leave, because then the hotel would try to make me leave a Joe Biden event, which, you know, technically they've got the right to do, but it's really a public event, you know, and there's a lot of mainstream media that's allowed.
Why are you being asked to leave?
Right, exactly.
You haven't made any disturbance or anything like that. So what are the chances? I mean, that you say this is a trial. Is it really going to go to trial? Is the judge really going to do this?
Well, it's scheduled for trial, and they've gone through all the motions of doing a trial. However, my lawyer suggested to them and to me, why don't we make this so that it's put on file and just kind of goes away? What that would be is sort of like dropping the charges, but not immediately.
Okay.
So that's what they're playing with that right now, my lawyer and the prosecutor. Normally, I don't use a lawyer, but in this case, the facts of the case are so much in my favor. It's not really a case of just the law being unjust, but more of the accusations being inaccurate.
Yeah. In this case, it'd be terrible to go to jail for this one.
It's a relatively winnable case. It would certainly be winnable in a fair trial. Obviously, you don't get those in the United States anymore. But anyway, what were you going
to
say?
What are the chances you can do something to the cops about this? I mean, to me, this is, I don't know if what they did was illegal, but it's certainly immoral. They're using their official power to cajole the hotel into kicking you out. The hotel kicks you out of a public event. You're as much the press as anybody else is. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, if you're talking about a lawsuit, I'm sort of a peaceful version of a guerrilla fighter. So a good guerrilla fighter doesn't fight on the enemy's chosen ground. He'll fight on ground where he has the advantage.
Yeah, I can relate to that. I can understand that. It is frustrating, though.
For me, that's in the media, you know. So I fight, sure, and I have been doing so, but through publicity, mostly. Now, a suit is possible. If they really do go ahead and try me, then, that I win, then we could sue them for inappropriate behavior. Because part of what they did was they groped me. They actually grabbed me in the groin when they did this. And that was, of course, not appropriate.
Yeah. Just leave people's groins alone.
Right.
This isn't the right place for it.
Right.
So what's the plan around the trial?
Well, I scheduled a protest for 11 a.m. And I think that whenever you have a trial, whenever the authorities take you to trial, especially in New Hampshire, you should schedule a protest to happen before the trial because they can't change the date and time of your protest. You know, what often happens with trials is they mess you around. Oh, look, they've done all this stuff to prepare for being tried. Well, we'll just change the date. So all their friends showed up on the wrong day. Ha ha.
They do that. Right. The suggestion is that these trials are public. And I suppose that's true if you want to just go sit in there and watch trial after trial after trial. The judges ringing the cash register for the state, you could do that. But if you want to go see your friend's trial here in New Hampshire, they don't like people supporting the accused in this state, and I suspect none of the states, but it just doesn't happen in too many other ones. And they'll attempt to move the courtroom around. They'll change the time. They'll change the day. They'll do whatever they want. One thing happened with this gal, Catherine Bleich. She had her day changed. She came from Texas for a trial, and they moved the date on her. I mean, that's...
I'm glad you mentioned that, because she was the inspiration for me in this idea that you always schedule a demonstration before a trial. That way, it doesn't matter whether they change the date of the trial, you still get to have your event, and it's still worth people coming out there. And then, if they've moved the date, it all happens again in 2 or 3 months.
I see advantages to what you're saying as far as scheduling the demonstration. Where's the demonstration going to be held? Right out in front of the courthouse?
Yeah, just in front of the courthouse.
And is the goal to do... What's the goal to do with the demonstration? Just to...
Well, just to draw attention to the concerns. I mean,
okay.
For me, the biggest thing I like about demonstrations is it just gives people something to photograph. You know, the media doesn't have much luck in a courtroom. It's not
gotcha.
Much interesting to shoot video of.
Dave, thanks for the call. Free Talk Live.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Dale.
Have you ever wondered whether markets are exploitation or empowerment? So many people think that the idea of the free market or free market capitalism or capitalism is exploitation of the worker. Professor Anthony Davies empirically examines the question of whether markets are exploitative. He finds that trade positively correlates with wealth creation, jobs, reduction in child labor, and increasing wages. Markets empower individuals rather than exploit them. You can see this 8-minute long video at learnliberty.org/FTL. And of my favorite videos that I have picked, this might be my very favorite of those videos. It is really awesome, and I think that it totally encapsulates the lie that is people working to better themselves and their lives is somehow bad for the world. So go check out this video, please. When you do check out this video, share it with your friends and family. Put it on Facebook. Share it everywhere. This video is so important. It's learnliberty.org/FTL. When you're there, check out the Liberty Academy link on the right-hand side. It is a course for people who want online continuing education in economics, philosophy, liberty. Go to learnliberty.org/FTL. Dale, let's go to McFall in Pennsylvania. McFall?
Hey, guys. I'm going to resurrect a dead horse and beat on it a little bit.
Excellent. We do love to resurrect dead horses.
Sometime last week, I honestly have no idea why, because I'm a podcast listener and my MP3 player never plays podcasts in order. But you talked about, with Stephanie and Wayne, the issue of child rearing.
I can assure you that was a Wednesday night if Wayne was on.
Okay. And there's something that I have noticed Well, first of all, let me preface this by saying I have been enormously influenced by the work that Wes Bertrand has done with the NVC and
nonviolent
Tone's work.
Nonviolent communication.
Right, which, which is the idea of, you know, confronting people, well, not confronting people, but facing issues with other people in a non-confrontational manner, you know, that tries to meet their feelings and needs rather than accusing them of doing wrong things and applying that to parenthood.
Okay.
But there seems to be this idea among a lot of the people who listen to or who are fans of this work that...
Hold on just a second, Ms. Paul. Dale, you're pretty much into this work of nonviolent communication.
I am. I haven't delved into it very deeply yet, but from what I've heard so far, I like the idea of it a lot, yes.
Okay, go ahead, McCall.
Yeah, so I like the idea of it, but I've been kind of annoyed by, to be honest, the attitude of some of the people who are into it that... Well, frankly, it's kind of patronizing and makes a lot of assumptions about other people.
Not being done right, though. I mean, if it seems patronizing, then they're probably not doing it very well.
I'm sure that's the case. It's probably not doesn't have anything to do with the theory.
Yeah.
But on the issue of child rearing, especially, there was the thing that kept coming up was, Mark, you kept saying, "Do you have kids?" to the people who were arguing, and of course, they didn't have kids, but they were saying, "Well, I was a child." Well, I was a child too, and when I was a child, I have this very strange ability to remember very clearly short memories from my childhood. I remember getting my diaper changed, which is kind of embarrassing.
I've heard of this.
I have a few of those myself. I can remember some things, yeah. And I've described them to my family. They didn't believe me. I described them to my family, and they're like, "There's no way you could have known that unless you remember it." So,
and I remember crawling on the floor before I could walk. I remember the pattern of a particular carpet that my parents say they moved out of the house when I was two. So I remember my childhood before I was of a reasoning age. Now, another specific memory is my mom telling me, "Don't walk out in the street because cars will hit you if you do." I heard her. I had no idea what a car was. I didn't even know what the word hit meant. So I kept trying to cross the street, and she told me and told me and told me. And finally, she hit me on the bottom. It didn't really hurt, but it surprised me. And then I realized my mom, who I trusted and loved, did not want me to cross the street. A couple of years later, I tried it again, and I almost got hit. And then it clicked, and I knew, wow, that is why my mom didn't want me crossing the street. And that one single instance of physical contact, which, like I said, was not painful, it was just enough to surprise me, might have saved my life. Now, I just want to stress that, you know, people do not know the experiences of other people. You know, there's a lot of generalizing, I think, that goes on with the psychologizing and, you know, people saying that, you know, you can't be a rational person and have a good religious experience. Well, I can tell you that personally I have.
At that point, they would just say that you're not rational. So, I mean, you know, that is the...
Well, that's begging the question.
What's that?
I said that's begging the question.
Okay.
You know, it's assuming the point that they're trying to prove. And it's not that I don't agree with their points. Like I said, my philosophy has been changed radically by this, you know, by these ideas. But I think that there can be times when a lesser amount of force can be used to prevent a greater amount of force. And it just seems to me that the parent is the only person who knows that, or at least they're the best person in that situation to make that decision.
So, you know, this is, we've been going over this, and some of the suggestions here that I find, you know, people making assumptions that I don't necessarily make, and I haven't been making, is that, you know, that the children are their own little free people. And if they were their own little free people, they wouldn't live at my house, right? I mean, they wouldn't have to. They'd have their own little houses. And, you know, to some extent, I think that a child starts out as something akin to a pet and grows into a human being. And
I can see that analogy. In fact, a lot of my opinions come from having pets.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone tells me, well, that's not the same as a child, well, you're right. The pet has even less ability to understand what I'm saying than the child does, if anything.
I think the pet starts, I mean, you know? The pets mature more quickly. If you start out with a puppy,
that's
and
true,
the same
yeah.
day you start out with a baby, the puppy is going to be patient. smarter at some point in this in this
you're
curve.
Right. There's probably less patience involved, but you know you can but at the same time you can experience an arc of experimentation, you know, in terms of trying to communicate and maybe train a pet to not do something that's going to harm the pet or maybe harm your furniture or whatever. You can maybe experience that arc of experimentation and the results of it faster. I so a lot of what I talk about and my opinions come from pet rearing, you know, from taking care of a pet.
Ian,
I'll admit that.
Ian is amazingly patient with animals. Mm-hmm. The main host of the show, who's going on, I believe.
Oh, I see him train things.
Day 13 of his incarceration. Yeah, right. Cats trained to do tricks, and this isn't real common. And he'll use systems of withholding food or withholding attention. He never strikes the animal, which. I can see that. Mm-hmm. I also had a cat who was just adamant about biting, and not hard, but he liked to show his superiority by biting. And I'd sometimes inconsistently correct him by smacking him on the nose. I'm not talking. I hit the cat across the room and drew blood or anything like that. I just popped him on the nose, and he would if I did this consistently for a few days, then he would, and that's how often I got bit, like all the time. Then he would try it out again. You know, he would think about it, and then kind of like rear back as he was imagining getting struck, and then he wouldn't do it. And then over a few weeks, he might try it out again, and you know, he would really just try to see if he could get away with biting, and. It worked. It was an effective means by popping the cat on the nose. I don't know how one.
Yeah, the question is, what did you sacrifice by hitting your pet?
Yeah,
you know, because you sacrificed some bond with your pet when you and some trust, things like that. It might have solved that problem.
Whatever he gets out of chewing on my hand, I definitely sacrifice. Yeah.
My thought is that spanking might have saved your life. I think that if you were too young to understand what she meant, that the street was dangerous, the cars could hit you, and then you're at an age where you should be kept away from the street. I would not rely on a spanking to prevent a child too young to understand that from running in the street.
I wouldn't either.
So maybe it did, but I don't think it's necessarily the best thing.
Well, I can see why some parents choose to do it. Free Talk Live.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. 855-450-3733. If you're a cigarette smoker, and I was too for many years, you know that cigarettes are bad for your health. You know that the chances of you dying from some cigarette-related illness is significantly higher, like lung disease, emphysema, all these things, than somebody who doesn't smoke. There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save about $120 a month, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth, no more smell, no secondhand smoke. You don't have to deal with people, you know, kind of sneering at your the smoke on your clothes. And you can get a free starter kit and free shipping if you go to Vaporsmiths.com. Purchase 40 cartomizers. Cartomizers are little things that have the nicotine in them and the vapor stuff. And, you know, go to Vaporsmiths.com, purchase the 40 cartomizers, use coupon code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live. You can call them at 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com, 855-2-GET-VAPOR, Vaporsmiths.com. Yeah, we just had McFall from Pennsylvania call in talking about child-rearing techniques and things like that. And you know, one thing I didn't get to say that I really wanted to say is I think that people spank too much. Mm-hmm. I think some people spank enough that it's child abuse. And I don't mean child abuse in the sense of arm breaking and all that stuff. But I think that you can spank so often that you're doing something to the mind of your child. Mm. I think at the same time that, you know, that there are instances when I can see as a parent the idea of spanking. I haven't done it. I don't intend to do it. But I can see why, you know, for instance, if a child is, you know, different, children are different. And this is one of the things that I kind of feel like people who don't have kids don't understand, is that they assume they're working with blank slates that don't come with their own personalities, and that, it, you know, if there's something wrong with that child, well, it's the parents' fault. And all they have to do is change their behavior.
I'd have to concede to some extent. There's certainly there are differences in children. There are autistic kids, for instance. Sure. That's a physical thing. It's not something you can't blame the parents for how they raise their kid, that their child is autistic or something like that.
And that's just an extreme example.
Exactly. But certainly there are personality differences between kids. I think it's far exaggerated. I really do feel that that if there's a serious problem that's not inherent to your child's genetics or something like that, I think I pretty much think it's how the child was raised or something in the child's environment that led to that for the most part.
But the suggestion is that people that are raising children somehow know whatever this is in their environment that's causing their child to act this way. You know, this butterfly whose wings are causing the hurricane in behavior that I don't know. Did I put the, is that clown picture?
I wouldn't blame anything as subtle as that. I think it's, if anything, I think it's something that might seem subtle just because if we were raised a certain way, it just feels natural to us. And if we turn around and repeat that, then that seems like the way you're supposed to do it, or it seems like you're just doing things completely normally when some things are so ingrained into us that we repeat it and it just doesn't feel like we're doing anything that's, it seems very subtle. What I notice about this whole debate is it seems strikingly similar to when you hear the tired old sort of no state versus minimal state arguments, and you hear the people arguing for minimal state are giving all these, the sky's going to fall if we don't have at least a little bit of a state. You know, we got to have a military, a standing military, because if we, you know, guys with guns in their backyards aren't going to be able to fight off a foreign country. You know, it's a sky is falling if we don't do this little bit of a moral thing. And I hate using the word moral because that gets very emotional. But I think there's this idea. It's good, you know, it's the sky's going to fall if you don't spank your kids just a little bit. And I don't personally buy it. But I think it's important to state when I don't want to take like an aggressive position against someone who pats their child on the butt real quickly to startle them, like that guy said. I'm not going to give it my sanction. I still don't approve of it. I think it's wrong, and I think there are better things to do than that. And maybe I doubt anyone's going to convince me otherwise. But I think the important thing is I'm not going to come after you. If you're worried I'm going to send child services or something, I don't believe in reacting that way. And you know, without a really a clear overt case of abuse, I'll say that much. But I'm not going to give my sanction to what I think is counterproductive.
And so I think that what happens here is that when you're talking about this minimal state versus this no state argument, it's not like either side really has the opportunity to get what they want anyway. However, every one of us has the ability to procreate, or nearly every one of us has the ability to procreate.
Mm-hmm.
And what I think happens for parents is parents know that they're in a special situation. They've all been children, as have all the people who don't have children been children. And they also have been parents, which is a unique position, as opposed to not, you know, knowing what it's like to have kids. I mean, the fact is,
do you want me to not express my opinion anymore since I'm not a parent? This is the argument from authority. If I'm willing to not have the discussion anymore. But it feels like the people who are parents are wanting very much for me to alleviate any cognitive dissonance they're having for spanking their kids. And I'm saying I'm not going to come after you. I'm not going to use any kind of overt violence to tell you how to raise your child. But I'm also not going to give my sanction to relieve like whatever cognitive dissonance these parents are having, because on some level, they do feel bad about spanking their child. And I think, you know, listen to that. You know, don't argue with me to try and make that little voice go away. You know, I feel like this is this sky is falling approach to it, which is, look, I've got to do this or chaos will ensue. And I don't quite buy that.
And the chaos doesn't cost you anything. Right? Like, so your opinion costs you nothing. The chaos that would result in, if chaos would result...
Dead children is something to me that's a cost to me, whether they're my children or not.
It's not the cost that it is to the parent, though, right? Uh-huh. Like, so, I mean, believe me, today in the state of New Hampshire, a child died. And you don't know anything about it, and that's okay. You shouldn't have to worry about it. But to those parents, right now, it's the most devastating... It is a life-changing, life-ruining situation. Most marriages fail after a child dies, or many marriages fail after a child dies. I mean, you know, I just don't think anyone can, who doesn't have kids, can really understand the depth and the breadth of the kind of fear. I've never known fear until I've had children.
I won't pretend that I do. I don't feel like that is...
That day the cat got out at your house, I think you might have some...
I had a feel of it, but I would not compare that. Like, I will try to take that and amplify it dramatically to try to get a sense of it. But I agree with you. I don't feel like I can feel the emotional sense of that. That does not change the fact that from a completely... practical point of view, I am nowhere near convinced that even if someone, let's say someone's life was saved because they got spanked at a certain time, I'm not convinced that that was the only way or even the best way, that there wasn't a better way to have saved that child's life.
And I think that one thing that people don't understand who don't have kids is sort of the amount of attention a child needs, the amount of attention that a parent simply can't provide, especially a parent of several children for a child. I mean, you know, you're doing something real quick and you turn around and your kid's gone, or they're into something dangerous as heck. And so, I mean, you know, am I a bad parent because I was playing with garbage cans and my kid wandered off inside of 30 seconds? I don't think anyone would say that. At least nobody with kids would say that, who actually raised kids.
What does it matter whether you convince me that it's okay to spank kids if I don't have any kids? I mean, it feels like these arguments are very powerfully directed towards people who don't have kids themselves. I don't have any kids. I'm not trying to infringe on your right to spank your child to a reasonable degree, which seems to be all you'd want to do. A reasonable being a very hazy,
I'm not arguing subjective
thing.
Fail. I mean, that's
but you're kind of speaking on behalf of people who are calling.
No, what I'm speaking on behalf of is frustration with people who don't have kids giving advice to people who do on the idea of spanking. And I mean, it's a frustrating thing. It's like me giving a NASCAR driver advice on to drive. I mean, I've done a little driving. I should be able to give this guy some good advice on how to properly.
Okay, you don't feel my opinion has much weight. Okay,
it's not just your opinion. You see, you're uh-huh. defending your position, but I'm. McFaul was really calling in about a different conversation, and it's, you know, just sort of the opinions of all kinds of people who have called in over the last couple of weeks.
There are plenty of people who have kids who have the same opinion, and people who have raised their kids and done a very wonderful job without spanking. So it's very difficult for me to buy this idea that it must be done or the sky will fall.
So I live well away from the road, and my instance of spanking that has made the most sense to me is kind of different than is about the road, and so therefore my life's different. I think some parents probably don't need to spank. I'm not gonna spank.
But some do. Some need to.
I wonder if that's the truth. I wonder. I don't know.
Okay.
Free talk.
Whatever makes you feel better.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer of Samuel Adams. Why is Boston Lager loved by beer drinkers? Maybe it's the deep amber color, or the head so thick you could float a bottle cap. Or maybe it's just a freaking good beer.
Yeah. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Take it responsibly.
Hey, I'm downtown at a festival sampling a refreshing real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea hard iced tea.
Man, this tasted like real iced tea.
But Twisted Tea has a kick.
Twisted
Tea, the refreshing hard iced tea that tastes like real iced tea.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Twist responsibly.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Carnation Breakfast Essentials, helping your family get off to a nutritious start every day. Mornings can be chaotic, but a little advance work will take the pressure off. The night before, organize backpacks and put them at the door, along with anything else that your kids need for the day. Set a timer for 5 minutes before departure to give everyone a chance to mobilize. And off you go. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.